the research historian has to do justice to that. It's an important event. He has to balance and weigh the argument and how that information reconciles with the sectarian interpretation. What another kind of historian, an ahistorical public historian writing a particular form of propaganda, wants to do is to marginalise or eliminate information that complicates the simple story that they want to tell. So the intelligence officers disappear. So the threat of British violence in 1922 disappears. And that allows for a simplified narrative to be advanced, not for historians, but for public consumption. And in each case, these things are speaking to particular political agendas. In the case of the Bandon Valley Massacre, it is historically attributing sectarianism with republicanism in a bid to undermine republicanism in the contemporary situation. In the case of the disappearance of the British threat in 1922, it is attributing anti-democratic values with republicans historically in order to undermine republicanism in the present. Now, here we confront a dilemma for the contemporary Irish historian. Those arguments may contribute to the undermining of terrorism in the present, even if they are bad history. What should the historian do? That's an individual's decision for each and every historian, how they respond to that argument, that you can mobilize historical information to have a good political purpose in your society. My argument has always been quite clear on this particular issue. I was a student in Northern Ireland at Queen's during the Troubles up until 1994 when I went to Oxford. And I thought through this problem in the early 1990s. And for me then, and I haven't changed my mind since, that the social obligation of a historian, except in absolutely extraordinary and extreme circumstances, is to say truthful things about the past. And that society is best served by having a more truthful conception of what it has been and what it is than by lending historical information to the purpose of propaganda. Because if we are to base decisions about our society on what we know about ourselves historically, and that's the only decision-making process that I know of, then it is better to be armed with something that approximates to what happens or what happened. So if we're going to make decisions relating to our mixture of religious communities in Cork or Clare or Tipperary, it is better to know or to have some sense of the reality of their experience rather than projecting a dubious conceptualization of religious war, ethnic cleansing, Catholics exterminating Protestants, in effect projecting West Belfast or East Tyrone onto West Cork or East Cork for that matter, or for anywhere else in the country. And that is the argument that is taking place within the community historians at the moment. Those historians that argue in a sense that their job is really to mediate the past for the needs of the present, and those historians who take my view, which is that our business is in a sense of trying to discover what had actually happened in the past as to the best of our abilities. Though that describes two different outlooks. The problem with the public history or the ahistorical public history agenda is that the history that's prescribed for society isn't necessarily the best history for that society. It will be the history that represents the interests of whoever controls the historical community, the manufacturer of knowledge, whoever pulls the strings, in a sense, in shaping the historical record.